Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
Troubles will be out of.
All right, Kevin McCullough. If this doesn't get you into the Christmas mood, nothing's going to. Just saying. Anyway, and it's sad, you know. I'm sitting here thinking today, normally at this time of year, the McCullough family holiday schedule is usually filling up. Now, I actually thought a lot about this laying in bed this morning. But there's usually now, there's multiple children's musical events at their schools. So I think last year we may have had one for each of them. But if we didn't, then at least two of them did. But they would have had three little, you know, choir concerts of holiday songs and that sort of thing, usually in the daytime. And then on the social side, you know, there's so many organizations that have get-togethers. And I'm really privileged to be invited to a lot of these. And it's a lot of fun catching up with people. Sometimes you only see them at that holiday gathering, you know, and I think last year, it was like 12 or 14, and the year before that, it was like 10 or 12. It was very similar, but just a lot of those to look forward to. And then there's things like, you know, when the Gettys come to Carnegie and there's 2,000 friends of mine that are singing Christmas carols at the tops of their lungs in the heart of New York City, that makes your heart just get all glowy and warm, you know, because it's Christmas. And this year, none of that's going to happen. There'll be no Christmas school concerts. There'll be no Christmas concert at Carnegie. There'll be no Broadway shows or even people coming to the city to celebrate in what is arguably the greatest city to celebrate Christmas in on planet Earth. We do it right here. New York prides itself on doing great Christmas holidays. But friends, maybe that's okay for this reason. Maybe it helps us hug our kids a little more. Maybe it causes us to make the time that we have in the house a little bit more special. Maybe on a day like Giving Tuesday, it means we can take that money that we would have spent for those Radio City Music Hall tickets and turn around and liberate someone's life through CSI with it. You know, if we look for meaning in what we have, I am fairly certain, as a God-fearing man, that God will not abandon us in the search for that meaning. So I don't know about you, but today, determined to make this holiday season different, but meaningful. And maybe it starts by helping a slave be released through Christian Solidarity International. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. I don't think you'll regret it. Let's put it that way. I'm Kevin McCullough. Welcome to December and a very busy Christmas season. We'll see you tomorrow.